NBC News Radio, I'm Brad Siegel. U.S. Capitol Police say they're prepared for today's protest near the Capitol. D.C.'s Homeland Security Director Christopher Rodriguez says multiple agencies are now in place.
Our mayor, Muriel Bowser, is activating the District of Columbia's Emergency Operations Center, or EOC. This activation will allow district government to establish clear coordination.
Police Chief Thomas Manger expects a peaceful gathering among those who are protesting the arrests of suspects in the January 6th attack at the Capitol. Manger says there have been some threats of violence. He insisted it will not be tolerated. A huge security fence has been constructed around the Capitol and the U.S. Supreme Court. A New York City restaurant is adding security after an attack on its hostess by three diners this week. Lisa G. reports.
Carmine CEO Jeffrey Banks says he doesn't expect another incident, but wants to make sure everyone feels safe.
To keep everyone calm and feel comfortable, we'll have to now pay for someone to stand at the host stand all day for them to be a little more comfortable.
The alleged attackers were three women who were visiting from Texas who got upset after being asked to show their proof of vaccination. Meantime, Manhattan Borough President Gail Brewer said there should be fines of up to $1,000 for attacks like this. Lisa G., NBC News Radio, New York.
A top U.S. general is apologizing for a drone strike in Kabul last month that mistakenly killed 10 Afghans. At the time, U.S. officials thought the occupants in a vehicle posed an imminent threat to U.S. forces at the Kabul airport. CENTCOM Commander Kenneth McKenzie told a Pentagon briefing that he's fully responsible for the strike. Wildfires continue to burn in the Sequoia National Park region of California. Hotshot crews say some groves are burning, although the giant forest hasn't been affected yet. The giant forest has five of the world's largest trees, including General Sherman, which is the world's largest. Other nearby groves that are burning have sequoia trees up to 200 feet tall. Brad Siegel, NBC News Radio.